Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. Today, I have the pleasure to share a recent Firebird Book Award-winning author with you. She is Valerie Taylor, and her winning book is titled What's Not Said, A Novel. Valerie is retired from a 40-year career in marketing and is living the author life in Shelton, Connecticut. Financial services marketer, copyright editor, novelist, author, all words to describe Valerie. But being called Mimi by her granddaughter is what brings her the most joy these days. Born and raised in Stamford, Connecticut, Valerie earned a B.S. marketing degree and an MBA from Sacred Heart University, as well as a graduate certificate in healthcare administration from Simmons University in Boston. And in her spare time, she is a book reviewer with BookTribe.com and a member of Westport's Writers Workshop, Independent Book Publishers Association, and Women's Fiction Writers Association. And she enjoys practicing Tai Chi and being an expert sports spectator. There's one. I'm so looking forward to finding out more. So welcome to the network, Valerie.
Oh, thank you, Pat. And good morning to you and all of your listeners. This is so exciting for me to be with you.
Yes, exciting for me as well. Did you do your Tai Chi this morning?
No.
Me neither. I've been doing Tai Chi for many years, and I have to get back into it. I absolutely love it when I'm doing it. And then I kind of get lazy, and I miss it.
I do some balancing exercises every morning, so maybe that counts.
Okay. All right. We'll count that. How's that?
We'll count that.
Listen, congratulations on the book win. I was excited for you.
Oh, I was excited. Are you kidding? This is, like, fabulous. And I just love all that the Firebird Book Award stands for and Speak Up Talk Radio. And all the altruistic things that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for being part of it. It's really special to send those pillowcases and put the author's names on it. Sometimes when authors send books, we send those along too. So it just makes a really nice package as well. So thank you.
Yeah, I can do that. I can send you some books.
Okay. We can talk about that later.
Terrific.
All right, romantic comedy, contemporary novels, marriage, and chick lit. What attracts you to these genres?
Ooh, you know, that is quite a list. So you know, as you said at the beginning in my bio there, I was working for corporate America for over 40 years, and I was a communications marketing expert, and I was writing nonfiction, you know, financial service communications, which, you know, were kind of boring. And on the side, besides reading tons of business books and self-help books, I usually tended toward reading thrillers, mysteries. I'm a huge Stephen King fan. And I once in a while, I would pick up, you know, something that was, maybe women's fiction or romantic comedy, as it were. But then in around 2001, I think it was, I read Jennifer Weiner's, I think it was her debut novel, Good in Bed. Mm-hmm. And when I was done, I kind of threw it on my bed, and I said, I can do that. And I had this belief that everyone has a book in them. I know it's cliche, but I kind of believe it. And so a few years later, after I moved back to Boston after living in Seattle for 10 years, I went to a writer's conference. And over a long weekend, I started noodling what my idea would be for a book. And it just kind of lent itself to this whole romantic comedy because even though the topic or the thread, if you will, of What's Not Said is serious, I kind of take life with a little bit more humor. Mm-hmm. And so I think that translated itself into the story.
It's so funny how we evolve, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
It really is.
And I kind of like how I've evolved.
I love that. That's good to hear. So many people are thinking, oh, I wish I had, or I wish I were. That's so good to hear that you're happy where you are and with who you are.
Yeah.
Well, listen, give us a peek into the book, What's Not Said, so we can entice our listeners.
Oh, sure. So it's about a woman named Cassie O'Callahan, and she lives in Boston. And she's midlife, and she's having a midlife crisis. I mean, we kind of hear of men having midlife crisis. Well, she kind of is having one. She's been in a 30-year emotionally abusive marriage. And in the previous 5 years, she met a younger man on a solo vacation in Venice. And she's been having an affair with him and has finally gotten the courage to divorce her husband of 30 years. And just as she's about to hand him divorce papers, she discovers that he has chronic kidney disease. So that kind of mucks up her plans, because she really kind of did take her vows seriously, which is why she stayed in the marriage for so long. But she needs to decide whether she's going to save her husband or save herself. And that's the story in a nutshell.
I would imagine that writing that often was very emotional for you. And so the question is, how do you get through that? You know, let's say you're feeling pretty snappy and peppy and you're in a good mood, but now it's time to be writing that emotional scene. How do you get yourself into that place?
Well, certainly Tai Chi did help, because I can recall being at my Tai Chi class pre-pandemic, if you will, and knowing that I was going to have to enter into a scene that was kind of stressful for me, and I would play it out in my mind as I was doing Tai Chi. So that is one of the ways that I did it. And then certainly as I was writing, I have a nice little writing room, but when I would get to a part that was particularly stressful, I would get up and walk around, walk up and down the stairs, go get a cup of coffee, do all those things that kind of, it's distracting and it postpones it, but it kind of refreshes the mind, I believe.
That's fascinating how you somehow combined the practice of Tai Chi, which is a very mindful time, and put yourself into where you were going to be next with writing that, you know, that scene or that episode.
And I think by doing that, I would often find the kind of the right phrase or the right word that would, or the dialogue, if you will, that would take me to the right place, mm-hmm. to the right place in the scene. So that was very helpful. So I'm really interested in getting back to, Tai Chi, right at the studio rather than on the TV.
I can see that, because it sounds like then writing is an extension of that spiritual practice.
It is. And I didn't really understand that or realize it for quite a while. And I did particularly recognize it after the manuscript was written. And my publisher, She Writes Press, we have a wonderful community of authors who get together on a regular basis on Zoom and everything. And people talk a lot. There's a lot of memoirs written, but people talk about their themes. And I was like, a theme? What's a theme? So in reading the manuscript again, it absolutely jumped out at me that the theme of the book, of What's Not Said anyway, is features emotional abuse and how, you know, today emotional abuse in marriages isn't always taken seriously because there's, you know, no real visible scars, and women are almost always blamed for the breakup of the marriages. So I embraced that as the theme, and, you know, it comes, unfortunately, from experience. So I kind of accepted that.
Well, then I imagine this was somewhat cathartic for you and somewhat therapeutic to, I guess, share part of yourself through the writing.
It was, and I was concerned because I have two adult children. And in fact, as I was finishing up and heading towards publication and everything, my son had said to me, "So, are you going to, you know, tell all of the family secrets?" And I was like, "Well, no." But having said that, people who know me well and who know my life, and certainly my—I don't think my son has read the book, which is not atypical. My daughter has read it, and you know, I think that she easily could pick up, mm-hmm. you know, the thread in there that of things that I was referring to. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, as far as abuse goes, there's Cassie was her father dies when she's 10, and her mother remarries a man whose name remains unmentioned. But he was he abused both Cassie and her mother, and again, that was from experience, unfortunately. But when I was writing that, I was very careful not to go too far, because I didn't want physical abuse to be a trigger for readers, because I think certainly there's a lot of physical abuse in our world, and you never know who's reading your book.
Right.
And I didn't want it to be really an unpleasant experience. So it's in there, but at a very high level, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also interesting how you had that in your mind as you were writing. It looks like you had an eye to your reader as well.
Absolutely. And similarly, with regard, I have some sex scenes in the book, okay? And I won't talk about whether that is experiential or not. but, you know, some people, really enjoy those scenes. I've received comments that they, you know, that they laughed and they, you know, they thought they were realistic. And I kind of took the reader up to the act, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then I try to leave it to the imagination. Mm-hmm. And, that was purposely done as well, because I didn't want the book to be X-rated. Right. You know, this is not 50 Shades of Grey right. in any stretch of the imagination, but I wanted it to be realistic and I wanted it to be fun for people.
Oh. I love this conversation. Thank you for sharing this with us. Very, very fascinating. What about your cover? How did the cover art come about?
Oh, the cover art. So that is a whole story in and of itself. The book, the title of the book was not originally What's Not Said. It was Immoral Authority, because I felt that Cassie had the authority to make changes in her life. But she was kind of being immoral in getting there. But She Writes Press, my publisher, felt that sounded too much like a thriller, mm-hmm. and or an, a mystery mm-hmm. thriller with DNA and everything. So I had to go back to the drawing board for the title, which I did. One Saturday night, I got a glass of Kahlua on ice, and I sat in my back lounger, and I read the entire book and made some notes along the way. And so this kind of theme about secrets, certainly, and things that were not said, certainly popped out at me. So I came along with the title. And then, very honestly, and there's a lot of studies done about how covers, kind of emerge as a trend. I mean, we have a lot of covers these days with women or children, that we see like their profile or their backs. And I said to She Writes, I said, I do not want any people on my cover. And Emily Giffen, the author, and I've read some of her books, I always loved her covers because there is always a symbol of some kind on it, like rings or whatever, and a butterfly. I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head. But the covers are always simple, and that's what I wanted. And so keys are critical. I mean, keys actually open up the secret mm-hmm. in the book. Mm-hmm. So that's where I landed with that.
I like your cover.
Very good. Yep. Thank you. Yep. And the color. So the color is interesting because when they sent me the color and it was pink, I was like, oh, pink. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm a pink person. Mm-hmm. But I've really grown to love it.
I do too. It's a very attractive cover. You know what else is very attractive is your website homepage. That is a beautiful picture on your website.
Oh, well, there's a story there, of course. So that website I actually do with a company called PubSite. So a little shout out to them. And I first was on WordPress, and it was just too complicated. It got really complicated because they were changing some things. And I was like, oh, this is too much for me. So I found PubSite. And PubSite, you're able to go in and kind of do it all yourself. But they have really good tutorials, and you can just pick up the phone and call them and say, oh, my gosh, this isn't working for me. And they help you through it. Mm-hmm. So the cover photo is a winery over in Greece, Katakalon, Greece. And I was there. That is my photo. And I just love the photo, and it's got pink in it. So I thought, this is good. And a lot of times authors change their photos along the way. And so as the second book was coming out this summer, I thought, well, should I change the photo or not? And I chose not to because I really love that. And what's even going to be better is that the third book in the series is going to bring that winery into the story.
I love that. I love that. That picture. I want that picture to be your backyard, and I could imagine Valerie going out there writing. That's when I saw that picture. I'm like, oh, that's where she writes.
Oh, no, I would love that to be. It's like a really old winery. Oh. And I was there I was on a cruise, and so that's one of the excursions. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, we had such a good time that day. We drank a lot of wine. So that was the one day I was not too sober.
You're so funny.
But it was fun.
That's so good. I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah. Oh.
So you're being very successful with your writing. What does it mean to you? What do the words literary success mean to you?
Well, I think first of all, it means that people are reading the book. And then that they're enjoying them, they're relating to them, they're laughing. I've also enjoy comments that I get about my writing, because that was really critical for me. When I had tried to write after I went to that long weekend in Boston years ago, and I went to Seattle and I was trying to write out there at night and on the weekends, my writing was very bland and very vanilla and very corporate speak. And so I knew I had a lot of work to do. And so I think I read a lot and I did some online courses. I don't have an MFA in either English or, anything to, I was a business major. And so I don't force my writing. I don't force myself to be creative. I kind of write the way that I talk. And in fact, if I come up to a scene that I'm having trouble writing, I just say, just tell the story, Valerie. Just tell the story. And so I literally say what I'm thinking, and that's how the writing comes out. So to have people comment that the story is well written really means a lot to me. And someone described it as being a chef's kiss, kind of perfect. Mm. And that my writing is crystalline. And that is for me success, because it means that I've moved on from that whole financial services corporate speak that I did for so many years of my life. And I'm trying to do even better without really changing. I mean, I don't want to be who I am not, right, if you will.
Right. And I think it's very smart of you as far as continuing your learning and experience as a writer by being a book reviewer, because you learn so much by reading and then reviewing, and then all of the different writers groups you're associated with, workshops and associations and women fiction group. There then you get to share ideas and learn, and that's just a great way to become a better writer.
Absolutely. I'm reading a book right now that is a cozy mystery, and I'm doing it for BookTrib, and I'm really excited about it, because after I finished the What's Not series, which has one more book, so for a total of three, I'm going to switch and I'm going to try to write a cozy mystery series. And even in the third book of the What's Not series, I came upon in my brain a secondary character that I believe I'm going to spin off into the cozy mystery series. So I'm really going to take a big leap, and we'll see how that goes.
Oh, as you were speaking, I knew you were going to say that. I just knew you were going to grab a current character and bring them into the cozy.
Did.
I did. I don't know why. When you said that, I'm like, aha,
wow.
I knew it.
Oh, that's great. I love that, because what that means to me, you see, is that it's going to be a natural evolution for the readers to go there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you've already built up an audience for these three books, and then to carry them into a little bit of a different genre. I love cozy mysteries. I think this is a very, very smart idea of yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I've been kind of, as I'm reading this, so I've been studying Edgar Allan Poe and watching Murder, She Wrote and reading Agatha Christie. But now as I'm physically reading this cozy mystery, I've started to make notes of, what are the types of things that I, like there needs to be food and there needs to be a pet. And, you need to create this community. So I'm trying to get a head start, if you will. I mean, I've got my idea. Now I just need to start working on it, but I have to finish the third book before I do that.
So many ideas and not enough time, especially because you are a latchkey adult too. You have to share. Share that with us.
So Cecilia is my granddaughter. She's going to be 9 in a month, and she thinks she's 29. And she actually, I've got to be very proud. She's in third grade. She got, last week was a big week for her. She got straight A's again, and she's on an elite gymnastics team, and she's just started competing. And last Saturday, she won first place on bars, and then second place on beam, and I think third place on vault, and third overall. So we've got a little gymnast, and so she comes in my house like she will in a couple of hours, and she just does cartwheels, literally, all over my house. It drives me nuts. But, you know, you can't tie her down. But she is, it's been a wonderful experience. I moved back from Seattle when she was 3, and I'm glad that I did.
Oh, well, maybe Mimi better learn how to do some cartwheels.
That won't happen. She's almost as tall as I am, so there you go.
There you go. I love that. All right, my friend, I want to make sure we're not missing anything that you wanted to talk about, anything that we didn't cover that you want to share?
No, I love this. This was great. Oh. Thank you so much, Pat.
Oh, my gosh, you're great. It's just easy to talk with you.
Oh, yeah. I guess what I would share, though, is that, you know, What's Not Said was the debut novel that came out September 2020. The sequel is out. Okay, it's What's Not True, and that came out in August, and of course it's available as an ebook or in print everywhere. I'm probably going to do an audiobook of What's Not Said in 2022. And then the third book that I say is underway is I've committed, which she writes for 2023 for that. Because it takes time, not just to write it, but to produce it.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got the What's Not Said and What's Not True, and we're waiting for the third one. And then we've got Cozy Mysteries coming along. So we've got
Correct.
A lot to look forward to. So why don't you share any contact information where folks can find out more about you, contact you, and most importantly, where they can purchase your books?
Correct. Thank you. So my website, as you referred to, is ValerieTaylorAuthor.com, because there's Valerie Taylors all over the place. In fact, the famous one is an underwater shark person from Australia. Anyway, so if you go on ValerieTaylorAuthor.com/subscribe, you can very easily subscribe to my newsletter, which I call Behind and Ahead. So it's a little bit about my writing, but mostly what I've been doing is featuring a country and their kind of literary nuances. So like the first newsletter was about Italy, the second one with Portugal, and then I just did one on Japan. And I'm doing research on these countries and finding out about their authors and about their bookstores, and it's just been fascinating. So I'm trying to focus on giving the reader something different than here's my book and why you should buy it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I you can find all that on my website. But my books are available certainly in libraries. If it's not at your library, just ask for it. I know I'm in over 45 libraries around the world. And, you know, certainly, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If it's not at your Barnes & Noble, you can ask for it. And, you know, bookshop.org has it. So all the independent, and you know, you can go into the independent bookstores and ask for it, because I'm not self-published. I'm published with She Writes Press, and they, you know, any bookstore can get my books, plural.
Yes, plural books. Yes.
So plural books.
You're everywhere you are supposed to be. So we're talking with Valerie Taylor. The book we're talking about that won the Firebird Book Award is titled What's Not Said, a novel, and Valerie's website is valerietaylorauthor.com. Oh, this was just a special time with you. Thank you so much for this lovely conversation.
Thank you, Pat.